not miss out the West Midlands, so we use the whole of West Midlands, so it's Coventry and everywhere else. So if you stop the West Midlands in 3, 1, 2, 3. Thank you so much for coming on. I really hope that you have an amazing time and really, really with your association. Please chant and sing as loudly as you can, because we've got the whole place till midnight tomorrow. So hopefully we've got all for the time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, everybody. I feel extremely honored and happy to be with you on this 10th anniversary of the Birmingham Kirtans. They started, like all endeavors, in humble rooms, but they have extended these kirtans, and today it will be a world kirtan. I don't know if you know this, but there is a camera which will broadcast actually this event, this 24-hour kirtan, all over the world. We are not in a hall any longer. We are sitting in the on the stage of the world now, and our audience is not just the audience here in this hall, but it is the audience of the world, and I believe also the audience of the universe. There are devatas who will be looking forward to see you chanting. Maybe at one point this hall will be covered with flowers and with the tears washing down from Goloka Vrindavan, hopefully, to greet us or encourage us. I would like to address all of you today with a very important subject matter, I feel. A subject which has grown and enlarged, has become enlarged in my heart since many years. I will talk today on the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and give you some timeless prayer jewels, you could say, which will help you during this Mahayagya or this 24-hour kirtan to remain focused and to hopefully chant with a feeling of deep connection with Krishna. This chanting must be done in the proper mood or proper mind in order to reach the heart of Krishna, and I will talk about this. Now I want to request you to slowly enter into the mood of the kirtan. We will sing Jai Radha Madhava, and then I will try my best to inspire you. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Shri Radha Ji, Shri Radha Ji.
Lakshmijana Vallabha Girivaranaji Vallabha Girivaranaji Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Chamuna Tira Yamuna Kira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Tulya Vihari Gopidana Vallabha Girivaranaji Gopidana Vallabha Girivaranaji Gopidana Vallabha Girivaranaji Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamunati Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavani Taskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear devotees in this hall, dear audience in the hall of the world who is seeing this, Yagya of the Holy Name, live in the internet TV. Dear friends, dear skeptics, dear great souls, and all of you like me who are on the way, I'm most honored to address you before this great Yagya or sacrifice of chanting will take place. My question today is, what is kirtan? We have arrived from different parts of the world, and some are still arriving, to engage in the Sankirtan Yagya, chanting the holy names together. What then is kirtan? Kirtan means the glorification of a deity by chanting his name, by singing with like-minded devotees about his beautiful form, his qualities like his mercy and his lila, his pastime. In kirtan, devotees come and take instruments, most important their voice, in their mind, they clap, use rhythm instruments like kartals and mandanga, and also different musical instruments to glorify the Lord. During kirtan, the devotees traditionally raise their arms like this, if you could do that, to bless the sky, to bless what is above us with the holy name. And they sometimes dance with their feet to bless Mother Earth. Sometimes in kirtan, devotees become overwhelmed by feelings of ecstasy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed this to the audience of Mayavadis in Benares, they were stunned. He said, Evang vratasva priyana makirtya yadhanurago druta citta uchai hasatyato ruditi roti gayati unmadavanrityati lokabaya. It's a shloka where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us what kirtan is. And I hope you will all qualify according to the shloka today. He says, by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love, of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord. When you do kirtan, you actually feel in your heart, I'm not a Maya Das, I'm a Krishna Das. You really feel this, and you feel some regret. Why have I wasted my insignificant fly-like life by landing there where the flies land? Hare Krishna, by being busy with fly-like attractions. You feel too much. I am a Krishna Das. This is what the Lord tells the Mayavadis. Gradually, as one engages in chanting the holy name, one becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of you will chant Hare Krishna. At the end, it's very much expected that you are very attached to Radha and Krishna, the divine couple who is residing in the heart of the mantra, who is really the mantra devata. By kirtan, the heart will melt with ecstatic love, and sometimes devotees laugh very loudly, or they cry out, or they shout. Maybe the world will today see devotees, some of you laughing madly because of love, and crying because of love. Or some of you will shout, this I know for sure. You will shout, not now, let us protect the eardrums of the world for a moment. Later we will not. Sometimes a devotee sings and dances like a madman, for he has become indifferent to public opinion. In other words, kirtan means nothing short than coming into the presence, the divine presence of Krishna. And whenever someone comes into the presence of God, there must be a change. A change in the heart. When you do kirtan, my dear devotees and my dear friends who listen to this, who have stumbled into this internet broadcast, when you do kirtan, step into the presence of God. Don't remain in your private video production. That means your mental concepts. Be ready to leave the world of the mind. Be ready when you do kirtan to leave the world of your habits. When you do kirtan, be ready to take away the chains of long conditionings. Be bold when you do kirtan. Be bold to leave the world of illusions behind and step into the divine presence of Krishna. It's very important. If you are ready to do this little journey while you do kirtan, you will see wonders. You will see what Mahaprabhu talks about by quoting this Bhagavatam verse, that by coming in contact through Gayati means through singing with the Supreme Lord, you will actually change. Imagine the sun would come into this room. Wouldn't everything change? When Krishna comes into your heart, for sure everything changes. Once, Narada Muni asked Lord Krishna, where is your permanent address? He knew that Krishna would sometimes, or Lord Narayan would leave sometimes the Vaikuntha planets to do some work of appearing in this world. So where is your permanent presence? This was the question. The Lord didn't answer, this is my email address, you can always reach me wherever I happen to travel, that's where you can be. No, he first said where he is not to be found. He said, I'm not in the Vaikuntha verse, nor am I in the Yoginam Hrida Yeshua, in the hearts of the yogis. He said, I am there where my devotees come together and chant. Mat bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami Narada. I'm there, Narada, where my devotees sit together and chant. It is described that while chanting, this chanting works like a mystical mantra which can attract far distant objects or persons. I know many women always think of marrying men, at least that's what I hear. And there are some scriptures which tell these unmarried and unsuccessful ladies to chant certain mantras, and then a man becomes romantically inclined towards that woman. So if you want, I mean, I will not teach this mantra today. I must be very honest so that I don't get so many emails. I don't know the mantra. I should not know because of my ashram. I'm using this as an example to alert you to a fact. There are some mantras which you can chant, and then you get prosperity, partnership, gold, influence, and so on. Now, Sanatana Goswami says that the Hare Krishna mantra has also an attractive potency. It attracts a very particular person. Who do you think this person is who is attracted by chanting? Krishna. Krishna, you know everything. That is important. When you chant, you can attract first of all, love for Krishna. That love for Krishna, Krishna prema, will enter your heart. And then, and far away personality of Krishna will come and be right in your presence. But how should you chant? Do you think Krishna will come when you just chant like Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Almost like a waiter. You know, in Soho, we have different restaurants. And we just say, waiter, waiter, come, come. Do you think God comes in such a cheap way that you just need to say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, come, come. Can you order him? Can you force him? No. You can only attract him when you chant with two very precise qualities. Now, one quality I think you all know. But another quality I think will come as a very, very, let me say, nice new treasure into your life. Who of you has any idea how the chanting should be done? How the singing should be done? In what, with what qualification you should chant to attract Krishna? Someone said, in a helpless mood. In a humble mood. This is the verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Trinadupi sunichena. You can chant the holy name in a humble mood. Then Krishna sees, wow, this devotee is humbly asking for service. You know, imagine I come to you. I come to you. Vishwambar. Oh, Vishwambarji, I have had a revelation. I know that you are a very great devotee. Please accept my service. You were born in a Vaishnava family. I was born in the family of murderers. You know, we come from Germany and our historical record is not one of non-violence. So, please accept me, Vishwambar, in your service. And I would go before his door and not go away from this door before he thinks, well, he is serious. Maybe I need a servant. To warm up my madanga when it's a little dumb or dull, you know, from the wet, humid atmosphere. So when you come in this humble mood of service to Radha and Krishna and stay before the door and don't go, you know, stay in the humble mood and wait before the altar of the holy name, requesting for service, then one day the door will open and say, come in, come in, come in. I now take care. I take care of your food. I take care of your dressing, of your lodging, and of everything. So if you want a revelation of the holy name, that the Lord reveals himself, chant in a humble mood. What the Jiva Goswami says, you must chant with mantrata chintatam. You must, while you chant, meditate about the meaning of the mantra. My dear Radha. Yeah, I thought it's nice if we say it so that it gets into our mind. It helps us when we chant. My dear Radha.
My dear Krishna.
Please.
Please.
No, that was not a real please. Please.
Please
engage me in your service.
Engage me in your service.
Very important, my dear devotees. This, come before the holy name as a servant begging for service. You will be able to do a lot of service. You can stay up all night to do service to the holy name and sing it. It's your chance today to really do something extraordinary, to show the Lord that you really want him. You can do this when you chant, as you chant. So, 3 points, all hidden in 1 point. In a humble mood of mind, we should chant. That means we should chant begging for service, which is the meditation while you do the Hare Krishna mantra. Another meaning, another way which Lord Chaitanya said, it's a very beautiful. You should chant with a feeling of total longing. Nayanam galadashrudaraya vadanam gadgadarudaya gira ulakai nichitam vapukada tavana magrane bhavishyati. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? My dear devotees, this is the mood in which a devotee chants, longing, desiring. Bring your eagerness, bring your longing. Very important. Prabhupada said, we should chant like a child calls for the mother. Imagine a child, little child is lost on the marketplace. Mother is gone, child is lost. How will the child call for the mother? It will walk around, not seeing the fruits, not seeing pumpkins and new electrical gadgets or used articles. The child will walk around on the marketplace, oblivious to the market, only thinking of the mother. In much the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged his devotees to chant in the mood of longing. You can use this. I know many young people are here. My dear young people, focus today on the holy name and the deities. There will be ample opportunity to meet your friends, but while you are in here, meet your one friend. You can have many relationships, but while you are in the hall, think about that one relationship. Sometimes you cry tears, but you really only cry for Krishna, although your tears carry other names. My exam. My money. My lipsticks. These tears are false tears. Behind all your tears, my dear devotees, is your crying for that one relationship to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, when you chant, you should chant with this longing, you know, like a child who cries out with tears, filled with tears as I chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought many kirtans to the world. There's one kirtan, please sing along with me. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Maha Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama. Hari Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Nama. other chants were Hari, O Rama Rama, Hari Hari, O Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Rama Rama. I can sing, but this was one kirtan which the Gauranga Bhaktas chanted. Another was Jai Krishna Mukunda Murali Vanamali. Jai Krishna,
Jai Krishna
Mukunda Murali Vanamali Haribol Mukunda Gopal Vanamali Rama Krishna, Govinda Gopal. This they would chant, and they would go ecstatic in the chanting. I want to end this little class by bringing my little orchestra to you. I want to read to you something from the Shastra. When the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resounded through the 14 worlds, everyone became overflooded with ecstatic love, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri came running. Whoever came there and witnessed the Lord Sankirtan performance became highly astonished, and everyone agreed that never before had they seen such chanting, dancing, and exhibition of ecstatic love for God. After circumambulating the temple of Lord Jagannath with a kirtan party, Lord Chaitanya stopped for a while, and as all four parties chanted very loudly, he started to dance and jumped high. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a miracle, for on all sides each of his four dancers was dancing. Everyone saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested himself only before his eyes. Amazingly, although everyone who saw the Lord could tell that he was performing this miracle of expanding and dancing only before his many devotees, no one could understand how it was that he was seen. In Vrindavan, when Krishna used to sit in the midst of his friends while having lunch on the banks of the river Yamuna, all of the cowherd boys saw that he was looking straight at them. In the same way, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu watched the dancing of his devotees, everyone saw him to be facing them directly. when someone came nearby while dancing, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tightly embrace him, and upon seeing this wonderful display of transcendental ecstasy, all the residents of Jagannath Puri floated in the great ocean of love for God. My dear devotees, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in his kirtan, he did not just stay by himself, he expanded himself in as many forms as there were devotees. This can happen in the kirtan of the devotees even today. I remember when Prabhupada was driven back from the Ratha Yatra procession in New York, he turned to the driver and said, "Have you seen them?" The driver said, "Ooh. Nityananda and Chaitanya, they were dancing so nicely." Prabhupada was starting to cry and turned to the driver. "Driver, have you seen them?" The driver said, yes. I wish that during this Nam Yagya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda will appear to all of you in the midst of your heart. I wish that everyone during this Nam Yagya makes those realizations which are now important for you. I wish you that the questions which are in your heart and which you brought maybe with you because you cannot forget them. What should I do in life? What is the next step for me? The Krishna will come in your heart, will appear in your life and answer them. I wish that all of you will be blessed during this kirtan by the presence of the Lord. But don't forget these two points, how you should do kirtan. First point, humble state of mind. You're begging, you have come as a beggar. I know some of you have brought rich cars, but really, we are beggars for the rare, priceless treasure of Krishna consciousness. So chant in the humble mood, "Please accept me in your service," and bring to this mood what feeling?
Longing.
You know everything. Longing. Intensity. Like a child, who cries for the mother when the child is lost on a marketplace. And those of you who are fun-loving have a lot of transcendental fun also. Experience how first of all the heart gets purified, and when the heart is pure, then the real ecstasy can start. When the heart is impure, it's boring. Hare Krishna. Having said this much, I'm only 15 minutes over time. This is a record for me. I suggest we start with the kirtan without any further ado. Madhava, will you give us your permission? Vishwambhaji, will you give your permission? All other exalted Vaishnavas, our Kishoreji, have you brought your... will you give us your permission? And Parushuram, will you give us your permission? Blessing is there. And, all of you, please give your best. The kirtan is only as good as your own participation is good. We need you very, very much. Hare Krishna. Can you please put this in the white bag? Yeah. This as well. And the glasses as well. Hare Krishna. What? Parashuram? No,
Nitaicharan.
Nitaicharan, I'm sorry. Very good. I have to start. I will speak with you, Prabhu, a few words. But we have to, I'm the first singer. But nice to see you.
Good night.